Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Speed Jokes, sponsored by Team Hochberg.
Earlier on Speed Jokes.
It's Friday, so let's do the best of. These are among the jokes we told this week. Joke of the week number one. Terry in Cuba City, Wisconsin wrote, "What do you have when you visit Smokey the Bear's brother, Steve, who works third shift in a coal mine?" I don't even know what I just said, Terry. What do you have when you visit Smokey the Bear's brother, Steve, who works third shift in a coal mine? You have a late night with Stephen Colbert. Took a while to get there, but we did now, didn't we? Joke of the week number two. What did one DNA say to the other DNA? Do these genes make me look fat? We don't have a rule that says we can't repeat jokes, right? Because a version of that, I think, has appeared in the last year and a half. Here's joke of the week number three. According to a recent survey, 7 out of 10 people don't notice when a word in a sentence is replaced by a musical instrument. I love that joke. As soon as it says accordion in a recent survey, I'm smiling. Joke of the week number four. If you think you're smarter than the previous generation, remember this. 50 years ago, the owner's manual of a car showed you how to adjust the valves. Today it says, don't drink the battery fluid. These would be funnier if they weren't true. They're kind of sad. Here's joke of the week number five. What do you get when you cross a joke with a rhetorical question?
We still don't understand that one.
Again, John.
I know I'm not the only one on that, sure.
That's, you have to add that.
You know what? There is a Facebook page now.
Oh, they started
somebody,
it?
Yeah, I didn't. Brendan told me after the show yesterday, or during the show, that somebody instantly started yesterday a Speed Jokes Facebook group page for people who want to try and understand Speed Jokes.
Interesting.
So if you, I don't know if you're on Facebook, I think you just type in some search bar, Speed Jokes, and I think it comes up. I haven't done this yet.
Just found maybe... it.
Are you liking it? Are you following?
Speed Jokes Explained.
I definitely didn't start that page.
No, but you might go there, Vicky.
I might,
Does it show how many people belong to that page, Dave?
Well, it says 8 people like this.
That's up a to start.
8. We're up to 8.
That's a start.
Joke of the week number 6. And finally, a man ran home from work, pulled his wife into the bedroom, threw her on the bed, put the blankets over them. She said, "I haven't seen anything like this in 20 years. He said, "Me neither. Look, my new watch glows in the dark."
Wow!
For a little bit. It's one of our last jokes. Here's joke of the week number 7. How do you put an elephant in a refrigerator?
I don't know. How?
Well, it's simple, Dave. You open the door, you put the elephant in the refrigerator, and you close the door. Hey, Dave.
Yes, John.
How do you put a giraffe in a refrigerator?
Simple. You open the door, put the giraffe in.
No, that's not how you do it, Dave. You open the door, you take the elephant out, and then you put the giraffe in. Come on, Dave. I want a Facebook page that's titled Dave and It Burned on Speed Jokes. Or Embarrassed on Speed Jokes.
That's going to be a big
the one.
There are a lot of entries for that.
A lot of likes on that. Here's joke of the week number 9. I don't get it. You donate a kidney, everyone says you're a hero. You donate 5 kidneys, they call the cops. That just doesn't seem right. For those of you keeping score at home, that's number 8. Here's joke of the week number 9.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a local reporter. John Williams will star as police chief.
Hey, what are you doing about the missing waitress at the Japanese restaurant?
We're conducting an investigation. Joke of the week number 10. My friend David had his ID stolen. Now he's just Dev. Some of those work in print, but I think we pulled that off. Here's joke of the week number 11. 15 sodium atoms walk out of a bar. Who comes next?
I think it's 16.
Go ahead and give us the answer.
Batman.
Na, 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 na. That's joke number 11. Here's number 12. Hey, John, when I'm bored, I call Best Western Motels, and when they answer Best Western, I say True Grit, starring John Wayne, and hang up. I got two more for you, and then our final one, joke of the week number 13. Hey, guys, placing a colon in a sentence can change its meaning significantly. Here's an example. Jane ate her friend's lunch. Jane ate her friend's colon. You see what I mean? You see how that...
No.
Just the meaning of the sentence. The original telling of that joke went about 45 minutes. We edited it down for time's sake. All right, one more. Here's number 14. Guy's driving around a big box parking lot looking for a parking space. He says, Lord, if you open a space up for me, I swear I'll quit drinking and go to Mass every Sunday. And suddenly the clouds part and the sun shines on an empty parking spot. And the guy goes, never mind, found one. Who saw that one coming? Okay, we've got then the final joke with the musical out. Hit it. Finally, how does James Bond's doorbell go? How does James Bond's doorbell go?
This is an old one.
Yeah, I was going to say, didn't we do this one before?
Okay, Steve, what's the answer?
Dong. Ding dong.
Mine is rhetorical question.
Fair enough. Alexander, you say
same
the joke
here.
Of the week was what?
Same here. Rhetorical question.
Vicky, I trust that's not going to be yours?
No, definitely not. I like the elephant and the giraffe one.
I'm going to go with accordion in a sentence. I like the accordion in a sentence one, although the colon one sure did make me laugh as well. Why don't you text to 312-9... Oh, by the way, Steve Grizz, you want to play?
Oh, no, I was going to say, yeah, I like the giraffe one, too. Anyone that you get Dave on, that's one of my favorites.
Yeah, that's going to be a very busy Facebook page. Somebody start that one, too. Okay, send us a joke to John Williams at WGNRadio.com. Remember, we post our jokes at WGNRadio.com/speedjokes.